2 months ago, I said that healthcare stocks were cheap. But you know what? They're even cheaper right now. So is it an even bigger opportunity? Or is it really a value trap that we need to be careful of? In particular, I'm going to look at two companies, United Health and Novo Nordisk, two fallen angels. So can they rise again like a phoenix from the ashes? Or are they dead dodo birds? Let's find out in this video. How much have healthcare stocks fallen and how cheap are they right now? Well, this chart should give you an idea. If you go to TradingView and you type in XLV, XLV is the healthcare ETF. You type XLV slash SPY, which is the S&P 500 ETF, it will show you the healthcare ETF relative to the S&P 500 ETF. So if you do that, you get this chart. And you can see that currently, healthcare stocks relative to the S&P 500 are at a 24-year low. It's not been this low since since the year 2000. So it is indeed a very, very oversold, very cheap right now. This table shows you, in fact, the price to earnings ratio of the healthcare sector is at a 30-year low to the S&P 500. Now, we know that PE ratio is not a perfect valuation measure, but it gives you an idea. This other chart also shows you the amount of outflows of the healthcare sector. You can see that big institutional investors and even retail investors are selling out of healthcare, and it's one of the biggest outflows in the last 25, 30 years. Now, will healthcare stocks keep going down forever, or will they rebound back to the mean? So it all depends on this question. Do you think that healthcare is dead, that no one needs healthcare anymore? Or do you think that healthcare is in a secular growth industry, but it's just going through a temporary cyclical sell-off? If you think it's temporary, then hey, this could be one of the biggest generational opportunities investing in healthcare. Now, to be specific, not all healthcare stocks have been going down. In fact, I own some healthcare stocks that have been doing very well. I own HCA Healthcare, which is a private hospital chain that has been going up. I own IDEX Laboratories, which is in diagnostic equipment for animals, that has been going up. And I also own the IHI Medical Devices ETF, which is actually over here, and that has been doing well. So not all healthcare has been going down. Now, if you take a look at the whole healthcare sector represented by XLV, so that's the entire healthcare sector, you can see that it's down 8.8% for the last 1 year. But within healthcare, it's broken down to three subsectors. The first subsector will be medical devices, and the ETF is called the IHI. Now, that has been doing pretty okay, and I own that as well, so that's fine. The second subsector would be pharmaceuticals, and the pharmaceutical ETF, one of them is called the XPH. Now, that has not done terribly badly, but it's not great either. It's kind of like flat, right? So in general, I don't tend to invest in pharmaceutical stocks in general, yeah? Although I do have a small stake in Novo Nordisk, which I'll talk about in a while. So you can see that the main subsector that is pulling everything down is actually managed healthcare. And the ETF is IHF. So what is managed healthcare? Managed healthcare, basically it's like United Health, Humana, Elevance Health. These companies are the ones that are pulling the whole sector down. So question is why? Because a big part of their business is in health insurance, and that has gotten whacked recently because of certain events in the industry, which I'm going to explain why. So in particular, let's talk about United Health, because I think that this has gotten a lot of attention, especially on social media. A lot of people have been buying it, or they've been shorting it, or some have bought it before and are now like down a lot, so they're wondering, what should I do? So very often when you see a stock that's down significantly, the stock is down 50, 60, 70%, whether you already own it or you don't, you know, people always ask this question, should I buy, right? Should I hold or should I cut loss and sell? What should I do? That's always the question that I get. And the answer to this question depends on two things, okay? Number one, the first thing it depends on is it a broken stock or is it a broken business? That's the first question you got to ask. And let me explain what I mean, right? So there are certain kind of stocks where the price has dropped a lot, 50, 60%, it's because the business is broken. The business has lost its competitive advantage. The business has gotten disrupted. And the business sales are going down. Profits are going down. They're losing money. Now that's called a broken business. Now, a broken business is something that you definitely do not want to hold. You do not want to buy. You want to get out, sell, cut loss, run for the hills, right? That's called a broken business. But there are also cases where it's a broken stock, but it's not a broken business. So a good example would be a stock that dropped 50, 60%, all right? The stock is broken temporarily, but the business is doing well. Sales are growing, profits are growing, they're still making money, but the stock price is down because of temporary factors that are often emotional and narrative driven. So in those cases, it's a great buying opportunity. Why? Because the business is doing very well, and once the narrative changes, the stock price would then rebound easily 100, 200, 300%. So what are examples of broken stocks, but not broken businesses? I'll give you two examples. One example would be Meta Platforms back in 2022, right? So let's go to Meta Platforms. And I talked a lot about it when it happened at the time, if you recall. So if you recall, what happened to Meta Platforms in 2022 was, oh my God, the share price collapsed, right? And how much did it drop? From the peak all the way to the bottom, it dropped 77%. So a lot of people panic, say, oh my God, it's the end of the company, we're gonna die, right? So they cut loss, they sell, or they didn't dare to buy. Now, I was buying like crazy, if you recall. My students were buying like crazy. Why? Because we knew that it's broken stock, but not broken business. Business doing very well. How do we know? Look at the financials. So check it out. This was 2022. Stock price dropped 77%, but take a look at the financials. So I'm using Stock Oracle, which can show you all this very easily. And let's go to financials over here. And well, it can go to line chart or bar chart. So let's go to bar chart, easier to see. And you can see what happened in 2022. Was the business broken? No, the revenue was still growing in 2022, right? It was a slight dip, but you know, no big deal, right? Or just a slight dip. And net income, right? Yep, it dipped slightly, but it was still making money, and then it re-accelerated. And you can see that the company has got, again, a lot of cash, right? Company's got a lot of cash, a lot more cash than debt. And the most important thing was the company's economic moat, the sustainable competitive advantage, is very, very high. It's very sticky because, you know, billions of people around the world use Facebook, Instagram, or WhatsApp. And in fact, you can see under the Oracle IQ that one of the most important things I look at, again, is the moat score. It's got a very wide moat, 8 out of 10, very strong. Very hard for competitors to take away their market share. And that is why, for Meta, we dare to keep buying and buying and buying. And people say, oh, it's catching a falling knife. No. When it's a great business and the price is falling, it is not a falling knife. It is a tennis ball. When a tennis ball drops, what happens? It will bounce back eventually. It always goes back because the business is doing well. And from the bottom, it went up all the way and is now up 746%. Okay. Now, let me give you another example. Another example is Netflix, which I didn't own. So my bad, right? This is one of my regrets that I didn't buy Netflix. But let's look at Netflix as another example. So what happened to Netflix? Same thing. Netflix back in 2022, my God, the stock price dropped. Oh my God, it dropped 77% as well. Very similar to Meta. And people saying, oh my God, you know, it's gone, right? But again, broken stock, not broken business. Business still making money. How do we know? Again, always look at the fundamentals. Always look at the fundamentals. So let's look at Netflix. And let's see what happened in 2022. Were they losing money? Were they going out of business? No way, Jose. You can see again what happened, right? So again, in 2022, hey, their revenue was still growing, right? Yep, their profit took a slight dip, as you can see, but they're still making money. They're not losing money, and then re-accelerated, yeah? And sure enough, what happened to, and of course, most important thing, I keep saying most important thing is the economic moat. It must be a strong moat company. And you can see that the moat is not as strong as Meta, which is a wide moat, but it's got at least a narrow economic moat, a 6 out of 10 score. It's got some brand loyalty and pricing power, barriers to entry, and so on and so forth, right? So, same thing. What happened to Netflix? Did it rebound? Yep, from the bottom, Netflix went all the way up 700%. Now, let me give you some other examples of broken stock and broken business. Now, those are falling knives. Those drop will not come back or unlikely to come back. So, what's an example? Think of an example. Intel. Okay, so Intel is not just a broken stock, it's a broken business. It's a broken business. And you can see that Intel has, you know, just kept going down, going down, going down. And how much has it gone down? It's gone down, let's see. It's gone down all the way down, right, 74%. So am I buying Intel? No, right? Why? Because the business is not making money. So it's a broken business. Now, could the business heal itself? Maybe, I don't know. But for now, it's a broken business. So again, if you look at Intel, why is it a broken business? Well, look at us. First of all, there's no moat, right? So there's no moat. I never touch companies with no moat. No moat means that they have no competitive advantage. Their moat has been deteriorated by disruption, okay? And you can see the is ranked very low there. In fact, if you look at financials over here, look at that. Look at their revenue. Their revenue is falling, right? Dropping every year. And, you know, the profits are dropping and, you know, they're losing money. So that's a broken business. So let's go back to United Health. And again, you could ask yourself this question. Is this a broken stock or is it a broken business? Well, let's take a look at the business. Let's look at the fundamentals. And the important thing is that when you are an investor, you cannot allow yourself to have any kind of political or any kind of personal biases. Like some people, I read the comments and say, all these health insurance companies are crooks, they are bastards, right? So the moment you get personal, politically, or biasness, it clouds your judgment. So for me, as an investor, I do my best to have no biases. I look purely at the numbers, rationally and unemotionally, right? Okay, so let's take a look at United Health. And let's take a look at the actual business. How are they actually doing? So first of all, you can see that they rank very high in predictability, very high in profitability. Their growth has slowed down, used to be very high, has slowed down. But again, I think it's temporary and I'll explain why in a short while. Their economic moat is medium. All right, financial strength very strong and valuation is high, which means that it's very undervalued right now. Now, taking a look specifically at the financials, let's check it out and okay, go to the bar chart. It's a bit easier to read, right? Okay, so first of all, are they still growing their revenues? That's the most important thing. Are they getting more and more customers? Are they getting more sales? Yeah, so revenue has been growing. That's not an issue. In fact, the last quarter, they also reported 16% growth in revenue year on year, which was above expectations. How about profitability? Are they losing money? No, they're still making money. Although again, the profit growth has slowed in the last few quarters and we'll look at why in a while. Okay, so there we are. So over here you can see net income in green, that has been growing. We had a drop in 2024. And last 12 months, we can see it jump back up again. But there's another slight drop in these recent quarters, right? Net operating cash flow, that has been increasing as well. So you can see company is not losing money. Company is making money. So it's not a broken business, okay? Now, how about the economic moat? Again, to me, that's the most important thing. And you can see the moat score is a wide moat. Okay, this is according to the AI moat score. And you can see it's 8 out of 10. And that's because they are the dominant market leader in the health insurance managed care markets. So one of the most important parts of their moat is their economies of scale. So their scale is unmatched in the industry with 50 million insured lives and massive Optum operations. So Optum Health is basically their healthcare services. Now, understand that United Health consists of both health insurance as well as healthcare management. So for example, they own specialty clinics, surgical centers that provide the healthcare when people make claims against the health insurance. So they own the different parts of the entire ecosystem. They've got high switching costs. Once you're in that system, right, it's 7 out of 10. You've got very high barriers to entry. So it's a very, very strong business. So in that case, what's the problem? Why has the stock price dropped over 60%? There are two main issues that people are concerned with. Number one is the DOJ investigating the company for alleged Medicare fraud. So basically, the company is accused of overbilling for their Medicare Advantage plans, where they say that all these patients are sicker than they really are, so they charge more premiums on it. Now, is this something I'm concerned about? Not really. Why? The reason is because, first of all, they're only accused of it. There's no evidence that they are actually doing it systemically. Okay. Now, even if they are charged with this fraud, I'm also not concerned. And the reason is because if you look at history, there are many companies who have been accused and charged with fraud 10 times worse than this, and those companies have done very well. And I'll give you two examples. The first example is Wells Fargo, which is one of the biggest regional banks in America, and this was owned by Warren Buffett at the time. So what happened in 2016 was that the scandal blew up, and it was revealed that the employees of Wells Fargo opened millions of fake customer accounts, millions of unauthorized accounts, in order to meet their sales targets. So they opened fake checking and savings accounts, they applied for unauthorized credit cards, they created phony email addresses to enroll customers in online banking, they were forging customer signatures. This was really, really high level fraud systemically across the bank. Okay, so this was something was far worse than what United Health is accused of. So what happened in the end? In the end, it was found that they were guilty, they were charged, and they were fined. First of all, they were fined $185 million back in 2016. Then in 2020, they were slapped with a $3 billion fine. And then in 2022, they were hit by the last $3.7 billion fine. So in total, they were fined like about over $7 billion, right? Now, what has happened to the stock since then? Well, the stock is up 121%. Okay, so who the hell cares, right? Just pay the fine and move on with your life. Another example is one of my favorite companies, Meta Platforms, that used to be known as Facebook. I mean, Facebook has been accused of far worse atrocities. In 2019, they were fined billions of dollars for the Cambridge Analytica scandal, which, if you recall, in 2016, they allowed this company, Cambridge Analytica, to illegally get millions and millions of personal data from Facebook users, and they used it in the political advertising campaign that helped Trump win in 2016. So they were slapped with a huge fine. And then in 2021, they were accused of promoting human trafficking and domestic servitude, of which I believe they also paid a fine for that. And then there was a huge boycott against Facebook at the time. Facebook shares slide as Starbucks joins major global brands in social media ad spending boycott. So many of the major brands all boycotted Facebook, saying that they're an evil company and so on and so forth, right? And people say, oh, delete my app. And since then, Facebook, or now Meta, is up 458% since those scandals appeared. So the DOJ investigations into United Health is not something I'm concerned about at all. It's at the worst a small fine, and the company will do very well. The second issue is the one that's causing the main drop in the company. And the second issue is something that's affecting the whole industry, not just United Health, but Elevance Health as well, which is their close competitor. And the main issue is that while their sales have gone up and have done well, but their costs have risen more than expected, causing a short-term drop in the profits. That is the main reason why the stock price has dropped so much. In their last earnings report, which was a few days ago, United Health showed that their sales revenue grew at 16% year on year at $11.62 billion. So this was better than expected. So you can see that the business itself is getting more customers. That's not a problem, right? And in fact, it was better than expected. However, what shocked the market and what caused the share price to drop was that their earnings per share came in at $4, which was lower than the $4.45 anticipated. But the worst news was their 2025 guidance, where the company said that for this year, they expect that their earnings per share will come in at $16. People went, oh my God, we're gonna die. $16 is way below what was expected, where the market expected their earnings per share to come in at $20. And in fact, in 2023, their earnings per share was $23. So this represents a 30% drop in their profitability, right? So in other words, the main problem again, revenue going up, no problem. The problem is that their profits are dropping 30% compared to 1-2 years ago. So why has this happened? It's because of an increase in their medical care ratio, or also known as the medical loss ratio, that went from 80% to 89%. So this is the problem. So what is the medical care ratio? The medical care ratio, or medical loss ratio, same thing, represents the percentage of the premium revenue they collect that an insurer spends on medical claims and healthcare services for its members. So let me put it very simply. So United Health, they sell health insurance, they collect premiums, right? So let's say, for example, they collect $100 in premiums. Now, for all the people who pay the premium, some of them are going to make a medical claim and say, you know, I injured my leg, I need to go for surgery and all that. So when they make a claim, what happens? United Health has to pay for those medical expenses. And that's called the medical cost, right? So let's say the medical cost in general costs, let's say, $80 per person. So does United Health make money? Yep. They collect $100 in premiums. They pay $80 in medical claims. They make $20. So historically, they did very well based on this ratio. And so historically, their medical loss ratio was 80%. Now, the problem is that in the last few quarters, in the last few years, this has gone up more than expected. So instead of spending $80 on claims because of inflation has increased medical costs, and many people delayed their surgeries because of COVID, so there's a backlog issue, there's a catch-up where a lot of people are now going for their surgeries. This has increased the medical claims from $80 to $89. And the problem is that United Health did not raise their premiums enough because they underestimated the increase in medical claims. And so because their premiums are only at $100, instead of making $20 profit, now their profit is only 100 minus 89. They're only making $11 in profit. Hence, their earnings have dropped. You see the problem? So that's the problem. Now, the question is this a short-term problem or is this a long-term problem? The answer is this is a short-term problem. Why? Because these health insurance companies, United Health, Elevance Health, they will and they can raise their premiums in the next few quarters in order to get back that $20 profit margin. So they're already in the plans to increase their premiums to, let's say, $110. So once they increase to $110, right, then their medical care ratio will then drop back down to 80% where it was historically, and their profits will then rebound. Ta-da! Problem solved. I'm serious. It's as simple as that. So in fact, let me show you this next chart over here. You can see this is their medical loss ratio, which I just explained. It used to be below 80%, and then it's been going up. It came down a bit, and now it's 85%, 89%. So, and again, the main reason is because United Health, a few years ago, they did not expect the increase in medical costs. So they did not price their premiums accurately. And so now they are not making as much as they should. So once they adjust the premiums up, same as Elevance Health, their profits will rebound. Now, question is, how much will it rebound? So we expect that for this year, their earnings will drop by 30%. That's what the management has said. But they said that next year, they expect to adjust the premiums and their profits should grow between 7 to 9%. And in 2027, they expect to grow their profits at 11 to 13%. And in 2028, 13% to 16%. Now, historically, their earnings have grown at 10.4, 7%. So the management believes that once they readjust the premiums, they should go back to their long-term growth of 10.47%. So if you take a look at this Wall Street Journal report recently, you can see that that's what they're doing, right? If you buy your own health insurance, you are probably going to pay more next year, a lot more. Because insurers like United Health, Elevance Health are seeking hefty 2026 premium rate increases for the Affordable Care Act marketplace. The company said that the big increases are needed because of higher healthcare costs and changing federal policy. What is the intrinsic value of the stock really worth? And can the share price go a lot lower? I'll cover all this in part two of this video. So stay tuned and click on part two when it comes out. If you want to catch my latest videos, click on the subscribe button right now. Click on the bell so you get instant notifications once I upload my latest video. If you want to check out my online courses, go to piranhaprofits.com. We're going to learn how to invest and how to trade the financial markets and create an income from all around the world. If you want to join my live Wealth Academy program, go on to wealthacademyglobal.com and find out more about how you can learn investing and trading live online. This is Adam Khoo, and may the markets be with you.